Welcome to the Nerd Party.
Let the filibustering begin.
Welcome to Nerd Party.
Hello. Welcome to our latest podcast interview from the Edinburgh International Film Festival. We've been so lucky to meet with some amazing acting talent and behind-the-scenes names, and I'm excited to share our conversations about movies, the festival, cinema, and life with you. Today's interview is with British acting legend Bernard Hill. Bernard Hill is an English film, stage, and television actor. He's well known for playing Yosser Hughes in the TV drama Boys from the Black Stuff. He's also well known for his roles in blockbuster movies such as The Captain in Titanic and King Theoden in the Lord of the Rings series. Me and Bernard, through a twist of fate, had to carry out our interview in a busy bar. Naturally, the quality isn't the usual high standard that you'd expect, but I hope you'll enjoy it nonetheless, and I'd like to thank Bernard for coming on to the show. Enjoy.
So thank you so much for coming today. I really appreciate it. So, are you excited for your talk this evening at the festival and kind of answering everyone's questions and reflecting on your career?
Yeah, it's more of the latter.
Yeah. I disagree. In Lord of the Rings, you're pretty notorious for
choosing that's all scripted stuff.
Yeah.
I'm not very good at my own.
Not an improvised kind of guy. Yeah, so like one of the questions that I took a bunch of questions from some folk, like meeting with you, so it got a lot of attention. It was like one of the questions was obviously about the Boys from the Black Stuff. So like, do you feel it's just as relevant do you feel it's as relevant now as it was back in the '70s
with Thatcher? I think it might get relevant. I don't think it's there yet. Just May's not been in power for that long. And we've had kind of austerity, which everybody kind of accepts to be a necessary evil.
Yeah.
So some of the worst aspects of living under austerity has been swept under the carpet, the political carpet, because, my God, we all have to pull together.
Yeah.
Grand old combined, but nevertheless fractured country about.
Absolutely. What do you think, like, the way forward is going to be then? Obviously, kind of going through black stuff and kind of looking at it now, that it was obviously still feels relevant. And what do you think the solution is going to be? Obviously, with the problem with 70s, we've got it again.
Well, the thing is, if you want to find the relevance, then fine, go ahead. It's not really up to the intellectuals and the analysers and the people who stand on the outs, the outskirts or the borders of the situations that should be defining what's going on, really. I think it should be people who feel the pinch, feel the clutch, fear that the guy's going to come for money, for the rent and all that kind of stuff, and they don't have anything. It'd be up to those to find out if it's like when it's up to the set. Because none of us really know what it's like without actually having been through and having gone through it.
Yeah,
and you're a bit too young.
Yeah, just a bit too young, you know. Kind of when you get events like this where you kind of people are asking you questions about your career, what kind of looking back on your career, what's been the high points for you? What made you really proud, or what you think, oh, I wish I'd done that?
I get it all the time.
Yeah.
This is no different than that.
Yeah.
What was interesting, I saw Bellman and Scrooge, which I made a long time ago. And I saw it last night. First time, I've only ever seen it once before. But that was really interesting. And it was interesting because it was a lot better than I thought it would be. I thought the quality was a lot better. It was long range director, did a much better job than I remember. I remember the film for, although I knew at the time that he'd done a great job. But it didn't do spectacularly well. And I lost track of it because I went off and did something else. I went abroad and was not really keeping track of it. So I didn't know why it didn't just like take off, and you still see it every day of the week. It's not like Netflix or pushing up on you. Which is a shame because it's a really, really good film. And I looked at myself at my acting, and I said,
Bernard Hill's got it.
I thought, yeah, that's right.
Absolutely. One of the questions that we've heard was that obviously you worked on Titanic, you were at the head of the ship. Like, you famously got on very well with James Cameron, and you can sometimes be a director that many people can clash with. What was your kind of experience as a working with James Cameron?
I had a ball. I used to go out for dinner with friends in LA and had a terrible time there. Uh-huh. And I wasn't allowed to speak.
Yeah.
I wasn't allowed to say I had a great time. He's not saying anything. Yeah. Entirely their point of view. It distorted period of time with James Cameron. I mean, a, you know, a distorted experience.
Yeah.
For me, it wasn't distorted. I had a great time. He and I got on really well. Not, I mean, we had a lot of respect for each other, I suppose. And we tried different stuff out, which was the only one that he was doing that with.
Yeah.
It's something that he always wanted to do. With other actors, and it often never has a chance. So I think he had a bit of he grabbed the chance with me when he could.
Absolutely. What was it like working on that kind of that set? It was quite famous for all the kind of production problems and the delays, and was it been one of the biggest films of all time? That
no production problems, it just got behind time, it wasn't built to do.
Mm-hmm.
He just had the studio on his back.
Yeah.
And that was a bit unfair, really, because, you know, just let him do it. He'll get your money back.
Yeah, absolutely.
He's just overwrought, but he always gets his money back.
His box office.
Yeah, massive. So I've got a lot of respect for him, and I've got a sympathy in some way for the fact that he gets treated so badly,
yeah.
in a very kind of primitive way. Their reaction to him is quite primitive, quite one dimensional.
Why do you think he is treated so badly? He's considered like one of the greatest filmmakers of all time.
He is now, because he's done Titanic, and he didn't really direct the film until after the Indianapolis, which smashed everything, you know.
Yeah. Like the Aliens, Terminator, and like the guy who's written created some of the greatest films, made most money, and yeah. That he's getting this sort of judgment.
I know, he's judged on that.
Yeah, absolutely. And then obviously Lord of the Rings, probably one of your most famous roles. And one of the questions we got is that obviously Two Towers was when you appeared. When you saw kind of Fellowship of the Ring, you know, knowing that you filmed your role, would there come a pressure thinking, oh wow, this film's incredible and I've not appeared yet? Was there a pressure with that thinking, oh, Two Towers has got a kind of...
Yeah, we made them all together.
Yeah.
We made them all, we were making all the films all at the same time. So the Fellowship didn't come out and then we made Two Towers.
Uh-huh.
That we were all making them all together.
Yeah. So you had the idea that even though you'd see kind of Fellowship come out, you went, it's all good, we're all kind of on something special.
Yeah.
And then for...
I had no idea what they had. They had a wonderful product, and they had no idea. They didn't really have a good reason.
What was your favourite experiences working on those movies that, you know, you're obviously well known for your horse riding skills? Was this like movie kind of like the ultimate playground for you?
Well, I wasn't known for the horse riding skills until I did Lord of the Rings. I'd suggested a particular scene, suggested it, and it went into the works. But it was going to be 9 months before we got to do the second of Fellow Lord Fields, and I suggested that happened, you know, the king goes down with it.
Yeah.
And the spears with the sword, and it infuses the swords and therefore the riders with his passion and his leadership, and you know.
You did quite.
When we did that, when I suggested it, I sat at home one night and I thought, I'd better start upgrading my riding skills. But they'd asked me to do it the next day, I couldn't have done it. So I used to go ride a hop 20 hours a week or so, and then ride and social at the weekend.
Yeah.
And that was just brilliant, and I just loved it.
Are you still riding today?
I do occasionally, yeah, not as much as I'd like to.
And then with kind of like Lord of the Rings, like you had all your famous speeches, did all your kind of experience in Shakespeare and theatre really come in handy for a movie like that? Like, what? How do you kind of build up a character like that to make someone, you know, what experiences do you call upon?
Well, interestingly, it was the other way around.
Uh-huh.
Because the writers knew who they were writing for. It was being written as we went along. It wasn't written completely. When I read the script, I thought, oh, no, I don't know.
Yeah, I heard you had quite a big influence on some of the scripts for your
work. Well, it wasn't me. That was the technique, that was the style. That was how it was all organized, that we were all taking that. And then there was all these little I imagine there'd be a little plant box with seeds in.
Yeah.
And then when these scenes reach the plant box with a scene or a section of the film, and as the schedule brought those seeds near, the plant box brought out to the sunshine wall, and then they brought them. And we went in and had a script discussion with Fran Walsh, Pete's wife, and Philip Boyle.
Yeah.
Two really, really close friends of mine, and so obviously two people to be seriously respected.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because they were writing, keeping it all in their head, and just their contribution to it is not to be underestimated. Pete gets a big credit because he directed it, but you can't deny Pete, Brad and Phil, what they did.
Like, for someone that's done quite a lot of work in the theatre and stage where kind of script is king, how did it feel kind of going into an environment like that where a script is kind of so in flux all the time and people are able to give opinions on it? Like, was that a difficult transition?
No, that was perfectly natural. The Kiwi.
Yeah. Well, did you enjoy kind of the Kiwi culture over there?
Of course.
I suppose there's quite a lot you can imagine kind of crossover between England and kind of New Zealand and that.
Scotland.
Yeah.
More Scotland than England.
Are you enjoying your time here in Scotland?
Good, well done. Yeah, I am. I like Scotland a lot. I've been here. I've been to Edinburgh. In fact, at the end of my first year of drama college, wasn't a lot of drama going on. We came here with four shows a day for 3 weeks.
Oh, wow.
Professor
quite changed from
Griffiths, Philip Joseph, Elizabeth Estensen, myself, George Costigan. A few people have kind of managed to come through.
When you think of like theatre and film back in those days, like how do you think it compares now? Do you feel it's doing a better job, or is it not as good as the kind of the classic movies and plays?
Theatre maybe. Theatre is very similar, except theatre is now changing in London, which is getting more adventurous. Film is beyond comparison. Mm-hmm. You can't compare film today.
Absolutely. And also, you did some work on Oh, I think this is right.
I'm such a huge fan.
Yeah, just like a couple quick questions to finish up. Like, you've done a lot of work with the Norwich Film Festival. What do you think Norwich's Film Festival can learn from Edinburgh? What can Edinburgh learn from the Norwich Film Festival?
Nothing. I haven't done very much with the Norwich Film Festival. My name's attached to it to help keep it going, but it's not in any particular good shape.
Okay.
And I think Edinburgh has got it. I don't think that Edinburgh comes second to Norwich. Yeah. It's a long way down. Uh-huh. Norwich is a long way down.
And then
Edinburgh is kind of one of the main festivals in England and Europe.
Yeah, it's a festival city after all.
Of course, and it's more than one festival.
Yeah, and do you get to see much films when you come to a festival like this? Or
do I?
Yeah.
I've done nothing but watch films.
Yeah.
Since I've got here.
Excellent. What movies have you gone to see?
We've gone, we saw 12, 13 maybe.
Okay.
In 4 days.
Yeah, well, what's been the favourite so far?
I can't say.
Yeah, I think it's been a pretty good festival so far. Weekend.
Yeah, we've seen some good films, we've seen some terrible films, and we've seen some astonishingly wonderful films.
Yeah, and then kind of like for yourself, what kind of projects are you going to be working on kind of next? And is there anything that you're watching just now you're thinking, oh, that's a filmmaker I'd love to be working with, or a talent?
Yeah.
There we go. Thank you very much. I really appreciate you coming on today and making the time. I really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Well done.
Join the revolution. Join the Nerd Party.
Welcome to Nerd Party.